This week's Torah reading is called Yisro, which was Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law. The Torah says that when he came to meet with his son-in-law and the rest of the children of Israel, the Jewish people, he said, Baruch Hashem asher hitzil etchem, blessed be God that he saved you from Egypt and from the Egyptians and so on. And our sages point out that it's a disrespectful thing for Moshe Rabbeinu and the rest of the Jewish people, many, many tzaddikim, many, many great, righteous people, they did not say Baruch Hashem. They didn't say blessed be God until Yisro came and he said blessed be God. We have to understand. It's true. They didn't say blessed be God, but they sang an amazing song after passing the Red Sea. So what's the point if they didn't say Baruch Hashem and came Yisro and he said blessed be God? Why is it so important that Yisro recognized blessed be God and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't recognize that? We will understand this with another idea of our sages. Our sages say that the Torah was not given until Israel recognized God. There's an argument between our sages when actually Israel came to meet with his son-in-law, whether before the giving of the Torah or after the giving of the Torah. Over here, we're going according to the opinion that he came to meet the Jewish people and so on before the giving of the Torah. So the Torah would not be given until Israel recognized the greatness of God. Why? Why was it such a fundamental thing that Israel had to recognize God? We had Moshe Rabbeinu, we had Aaron, so many tzaddikim, great righteous people. And the idea is as following. When the Torah describes Israel, he calls him Koyen Midian. There are two ways to translate these words, Koyen Midian. One way is a very noble and important person in Midian. That's also called Koyen, not just priests. Koyen means an important person. And then the second translation is Koyen Midian. Israel was an idolater, a pagan idolater. And he not only that, he knew every single idolatry and idol worship in the whole world. He knew all of them. He understood all of them. And then he said, I'm going to leave all of that and I'm going to convert to Judaism with my son-in-law and so on in the giving of the Torah. Now, we know that the Torah doesn't speak badly about anyone. So why is the Torah over here describing such an important person as a terrible pagan idolater, the most idolater in the whole history of the whole humanity, you know? He knew every single idolatry in the world. Why does the Torah describe Israel this way? And the answer is, Israel wasn't just an idolater, just like that. Nah, I don't know anything, I just serve the stars and the moon and so on. Again, Israel understood every single level of creation. Why? The Rambam explains that idolatry started by people thinking that since God created great creatures like the sun and the moon and the stars and so on, and God wants us to honor them. Not just to honor him, to pray to him and to ask him and thank him, but also his great ministers, so to speak, also have to be thanked for things and pray to and so on. So that means that every single level in creation through which God's energy flows from him up to us, every single level, Israel recognized and knew every single servant of God, every single angel over there, whatever the angels are, every single creature that God created in order to materialize his energy into this world, Israel knew it. That's what it means that he served every single idolatry in the world. He understood every single channel of energy from God up to us, and he served that. And he did that pagan idolatry service. That means that he had a very deep understanding of creation. All the Kabbalah, all the mysticism in the whole creation, he knew that. He understood it. Therefore, only when Israel himself, he recognized God, then God was ready to give the Torah. Why? Because the whole objective of Torah is to imbue, to fill the world with God's presence in such a way that the whole world, that means human beings, would recognize and understand God. It is not a novelty that Moshe Rabbeinu recognized God. He spoke with God. It's not a novelty that all the great tzaddikim and righteous people that were available at that time recognized God. They saw him in the opening of the sea, and they spoke with him, and it was a great thing For them, of course they recognize God. But you know what? When this guy, Isroy, that has such a deep understanding of the world and such a deep understanding of idolatry, what it means, every single level and so on, as I explained, when this guy recognizes God, oh, that means that my presence, would say God, my presence, my consciousness really came so low, that even this guy recognizes me. Because again, the objective of the Torah is, of the giving of the Torah is, that the spiritual world will descend into the material world and permeate the material world in such a way that the material world can understand God, godliness. So when that's why the Torah recognizes, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Baruch Hashem. He didn't say thank God. Why not? Because he lived with God. He was so conscious of God. He didn't have to say thank God. He said something else. He said a whole song and a very deep thing. Very interesting. But that's not a chidush. That's not a novelty. The novelty is when this guy, which is so far from godliness, which knew every single idolatry and so on, when he recognizes me, when he says Baruch Hashem, when he is conscious that there's such a thing as a God, and he's the creator, and all the rest of things have no value at all, all the rest of the religions mean nothing to him, because he knew them, and they still meant nothing to him, then I'm ready to give the Torah. Then I'm ready to project my godliness in every single part of the world. That means, for us, in other words, Torah was given in order to reach every single corner of the world. And that means every single human being in the face of the earth can recognize God, can feel godliness, just as Israel felt it. Okay, he had a very deep understanding. But even if a person doesn't have such a deep understanding, furthermore, because the person doesn't have such a deep understanding, when godliness reaches that person, oh, so God is ready to give the Torah. That means, just as in the moment of the giving of the Torah, that was something like, similar to the future to come, with the coming of Mashiach, similarly in our days, just as there, the Torah reached even Israel, in the same way today, even when a person doesn't have such a deep understanding of godliness, of Judaism, and so on, even if he's not a Jew, still, when Torah reaches that person, and that person is able to connect to godliness, to true godliness, then God is ready to bring Mashiach. We should live this speedily, really, really, in our days.